I guess in my domain of assisting other people find themselves, help with their being, their own individual, and combat against certain rituals that make up our existence, I've become a god, yet a slave to my own creation. Live sober, die drunk. That means I am involved in your lives only for a brief moment and escape the outcome only to watch you from my Olympus as you celebrate. And I retire to as I was, waiting for another prayer. I shan't influence your decisions and choices. I am not your savior, no. Think of me as an enlightenment or a perspective. I am providence. I leave what I eradicate. As a deity, certain remedies and qualities you possess are wonders to me. Your expectations, experiences, and the courage to go for that which is denied to you is beyond my creation. At times I failed to realize the pleasure in living. I dwell too much in my existence. It's not exhausting, no. So what is it? I belong exactly where I am. Yet, I feel I can do more. As a god, I can only have one responsibility at a time and let the other gods handle the other issues. My existence is interesting and curious all the same. I understand. I know what I need to do. In my worship, I admire your sincerity and belief defeats my purpose to you, overwhelmingly. And due to that, I shall never fail you. I've become a god, yet a slave to my own creation. I'm confined to that which I execute. I have no strength over other aspects of my being. I mean, I don't indulge in those aspects. Will it take another god or goddess to find me? Or a human? My creation is doing exactly what it's created to do. It's serving its rightful purpose. So speaking as a god, am I in a position to say I'm short of prayers? No. I hear them always, and I answer them accordingly for the better. I exist for you. Yes, you. But I have a question for you. Do you think I'm insane, lamenting, or troubled? Before you answer, do keep in mind, I am a god. You made me a god. I made myself a god. We made me a god. Now what's your answer?
HRT Music.